Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
All right, a good day for equity markets to cap off the week, the month of March, and the first quarter of the year. But it's Forex Friday, and we now take a closer look at the FX markets. Just a quick check shows that safe havens like the Japanese yen and the Swiss franc have started to give back gains, and both are slightly weaker as we near the close. But the pound also weakened, taking a bit of a pounding with sterling down, now only worth about $1.30. A pound, with Brexit uncertainty continuing to drag. But the euro is gaining a touch, as is the Singapore dollar, which is currently trading at about 1.35 against the greenback. The table is set, and let's head over now to our guest to give us a better idea of how forex markets are trading. Back on the show with us, live from London this Friday, is Lukman Natunaga of FXTM to have a chat about how forex markets have done for the first quarter and moving forward. Lukman, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good morning to you. It's great to be back.
All right. So, Lukman, let me start off with this. I'm sure you heard from some of your counterparts in the equity and fixed income markets about this inverting yield curve that sent traders running for the hills and really spooked. Okay. So we've spoken to some investment managers in the fixed income and the equity space, but we want to ask you guys, the FX traders, what you made of the inversion in the yield curve recently and what that means for Forex markets.
Yes, the inverted yield curve was a major talking point this week, and it actually flashed warning lights that the largest economy in the world could actually be facing a recession. I mean, last time we saw an inversion happen was back in 2017, and a year before the 2008 financial crisis. And what this means for the FX markets, the possibility of the largest economy in the world facing headwinds will create a sense of risk aversion. So we could see a situation where currencies that are perceived as high risk, commodity currencies and emerging market currencies, could weaken, while there'll be increased attractions for safe haven currencies.
And speaking of safe havens, look, when we saw a flight to the yen and the Swiss franc resume this week, do you think heading into the second quarter that this will be a theme that will continue, or perhaps start to wane slightly?
The main drivers, dollar, are pushing appetite for safe haven currencies. Number one, it's the fact that there's growing concerns over slowing global growth, and we also have geopolitical risks, dollar, that continue to strain investor risk sentiment. But when we look at the market reaction this week, it's been very interesting because it seems safe haven currencies are actually losing ground based on US-China trade developments. So there's going to be many themes in the second quarter of 2019 that will impact safe haven currencies. But if global growth concerns continue to persist, I believe that these currencies are likely to remain supported.
We're still speaking to Lukman Natunaga, an analyst over at FXTM in London. And Lukman, again, speaking of uncertainties that could carry over in the second quarter, it seems that we have to ask about the pound again. And it seems that not even Theresa May's offer to step down as prime minister is helping Brexit make progress. How cloudy is it getting now for the sterling once again?
Yeah, it's been a very rough trading week for the pound. When we're looking at the pound US dollar, pound trading against the dollar, it's actually traded lower. My suspicion is that this is mostly due to dollar strength. I believe that the risk of a no-deal Brexit is still quite underpriced. Today's a big day in the UK, as you know. We have the Theresa May's third attempt to pass her vote through. If it does go through, this will open the doors for extension to the deadline to the 22nd of May. But if it's rejected, the deadline is will be on the 12th of April, and this will be negative for the pound. The lesson for this is one should always expect the unexpected when we're dealing with Brexit.
All right, Lukman, looking back at the first quarter, rather eventful for markets, equities, fixed income, Forex. Can you tell us from your opinion and from your thoughts, which currency in the vast FX space actually impressed you or piqued your interest the most over the last 3 months?
Over the last 3 months, the euros picked my interest. This is a silent giant. It has displayed a level of resilience in recent months. But when we're looking at the economic conditions in Europe, what's happening in Germany, in France, in Italy, and the fact that the European Central Bank is becoming increasingly cautious, the euro could surprise a lot of people during the second quarter of 2019. I'll be paying very close attention to how this plays out.
Right. And of course, as we check the euro right now, it's trading about it's worth about $1, $1.12. And finally, Lukman, I can't let you go without asking you for how you're viewing the Singapore dollar moving forward into the next 3 months. What's the opinion over there at FXTM?
When we're looking at the Singapore dollar, naturally the domestic conditions in Singapore will impact the local currency, but it's more about external drivers, US-China trade developments, and also global growth. If we do have a situation where the United States and China are able to find some sort of middle ground on trade, this will be very positive for the Singapore dollar moving forward into the second quarter of 2019.
All right, that's Lukman Ratunaga over at FXTM. Thanks again for joining us and for sharing with us your thoughts of how the first quarter in the coming months might play out for the Forex space.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.